Geography and climate. Australia's 7,686,850 km², or 2,967,909 mi² landmass, is on the Indo-Australian plate. Surrounded by the Indian, Southern and Pacific Oceans, Australia is separated from Asia by the Arafura and Timor Seas. Australia has a total 25,760 km, or 16,000 mi, of coastline, and claims an extensive exclusive economic zone of 8,148,250 km², or 3,146,057 mi². This exclusive economic zone does not include the Australian Antarctic Territory. Climate is highly influenced by ocean currents, including the El Niño Southern Oscillation, which is correlated with periodic drought, and the seasonal tropical low-pressure system that produces cyclones in northern Australia. By far, the largest part of Australia is desert or semi-arid. Australia is the driest inhabited continent, the flattest, and has the oldest and least fertile soils. Only the southeast and southwest corners of the continent have a temperate climate. The northern part of the country, with a tropical climate, has vegetation consisting of rainforest, woodland, grassland, and desert. The Great Barrier Reef, the world's largest coral reef, lies a short distance off the northeast coast and extends for over 2,000 kilometers, or 1,250 miles. The world's two largest monoliths are located in Australia. Mount Augustus in Western Australia is the largest, and Uluru in Central Australia is the second largest. At 2,228 meters, or 7,310 feet, Mount Kosciuszko on the Great Dividing Range is the highest mountain on the Australian mainland, although Mawson Peak on the remote Australian territory of Heard Island is taller, at 2,745 meters, or 9,006 feet. Flora and fauna. Although most of Australia is semi-arid or desert, it covers a diverse range of habitats, from alpine heaths to tropical rainforests. Because of the Great Age and consequent low levels of fertility of the continent, its extremely variable weather patterns and its long-term geographic isolation, much of Australia's biota is unique and diverse. About 85% of flowering plants, 84% of mammals, more than 45% of birds, and 89% of inshore temperate zone fish are endemic, meaning unique to Australia, reference 10. Many of Australia's ecoregions and the species within those regions are threatened by human activities and introduced plant and animal species. The Federal Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act 1999 is a legal framework used for the protection of threatened species. Numerous protected areas have been created to protect and preserve Australia's unique ecosystems. 64 wetlands are registered under the Ramsar Convention, and 16 World Heritage Sites have been established. Australia was ranked 13th in the world on the 2005 Environmental Sustainability Index. Most Australian plant species are evergreen, and many are adapted to fire and drought, including the eucalypts and acacias. Australia has a rich variety of endemic legume species that thrive in nutrient-poor soils because of their symbiosis with rhizobia bacteria and mycorrhizal fungi. Well-known Australian fauna include monotremes, the platypus and echidna, and a host of marsupials including the koala, kangaroo, wombat, and birds such as the emu, cockatoo, and kookaburra. The dingo was introduced by Austronesian people that traded with indigenous Australians around 4000 BCE. Many plant and animal species became extinct soon after human settlement, including the Australian megafauna. Many more have become extinct since European settlement, among them the Thylacian, Tasmanian tiger. Economy. Australia has a prosperous Western-style mixed economy, with a per capita GDP slightly higher than those of the UK, Germany and France. The country was ranked third in the United Nations 2005 Human Development Index and sixth in the Economist Worldwide Quality of Life Index 2005. In recent years, the Australian economy has been resilient in the face of global economic downturn. Rising output in the domestic economy has been offsetting the global slump, and business and consumer confidence remains robust. Australia's emphasis on economic reform is often claimed to be a key factor behind the economy's strength. In the 1980s, the Labor Party, led by Prime Minister Bob Hawke and Treasurer Paul Keating, started the process of economic reform by floating the Australian dollar in 1983 and deregulating the financial system, reference 11. Since 1996, the Howard government has continued the process of microeconomic reform, including the partial deregulation of the labour market and the privatisation of state-owned businesses, most noticeably in the telecommunications industry, reference 12. Substantial reform of the indirect tax system was implemented in July 2000 with the introduction of a 10% goods and services tax, which has slightly reduced the heavy reliance on personal and company income tax that still characterises Australia's tax system. The Australian economy has not suffered a recession since the early 1990s. As of July 2005, unemployment was 5.0%, with 10,030,300 persons employed, reference 13. The service sector of the economy, including tourism, education and financial services, comprises 69% of GDP, reference 14. Agriculture and natural resources represent only 3% and 5% of GDP respectively, but contribute substantially to Australia's export performance. Australia's largest export markets include Japan, China, the United States, South Korea, and New Zealand, reference 15. Areas of concern to some economists include the chronically high current account deficit and also high levels of net foreign debt. Demographics. Most of the estimated 20.4 million Australians are descended from 19th and 20th century immigrants, the majority from Britain and Ireland. Australia's population has quadrupled since the end of World War I, reference 16, spurred by an ambitious immigration program. In 2001, the five largest groups of the 27.4% of Australians who were born overseas were from the United Kingdom, New Zealand, Italy, Vietnam, and China, reference 13. Following the abolition of the White Australia policy in 1973, numerous government initiatives have been established to encourage and promote racial harmony based on a policy of multiculturalism, reference 17. Australia's population has increased by about 60 times since European settlement. The self-declared indigenous population, including Torres Strait Islanders who are of Melanesian descent, was 410,003. 2.2% of the total population in 2001. A significant increase from the 1977 census, which showed an indigenous population of 115,953, reference 18. Indigenous Australians have higher rates of imprisonment and unemployment, lower levels of education and life expectancies for males and females that are 17 years lower than those of other Australians, reference 13. Perceived racial inequality is an ongoing political and human rights issue for Australians. In common with many other developed countries, Australia is experiencing a demographic shift towards an older population, with more retirees and fewer people of working age. A large number of Australians, 759,849 for the period 2002 to 2003, reference 19, live outside their home country. Australia has maintained one of the most active immigration programs in the world to boost population growth. Most immigrants are skilled. The quota includes categories for family members and refugees. English is the official language, reference 20, and is spoken and written in a distinct variety known as Australian English. According to the 2001 census, English is the only language spoken in the home for around 80% of the population. The next most common languages spoken at home are Chinese 2.1%, Italian 1.9% and Greek 1.4%. A considerable proportion of first and second generation migrants are bilingual. It is believed that there are between 200 and 300 Australian Aboriginal languages at the time of first European contact. Only about 70 of these languages have survived, and all but 20 of these are now endangered. An indigenous language remains the main language for about 50,000, 0.2% people. Australia has a sign language known as Auslan, which is the main language of about 6,500 deaf people. Australia has no state religion. The 2001 census identified that 68% of Australians call themselves Christian, 27% identifying themselves as Roman Catholic, and 21% as Anglican. 5% of Australians identify themselves as followers of non-Christian religions, and 16% having no religion. 12% declined to answer or did not give a response adequate for interpretation. As in many Western countries, the level of active participation in church worship is much lower than this. Weekly attendance at church services is about 1.5 million, about 7.5% of the population, reference 21. School attendance is compulsory throughout Australia between the ages of 6 to 15 years, 16 years in South Australia and Tasmania, contributing to an adult literacy rate that is assumed to be 99%. Government grants have supported the establishment of Australia's 38 universities, and although several private universities have been established, the majority receive government funding. There is a state-based system of vocational training colleges, known as TAFE institutes, and many trades conduct apprenticeships for training new tradespeople. Approximately 58% of Australians between the ages of 25 and 64 have vocational or tertiary qualifications, reference 13. Culture. The primary basis of Australian culture up until the mid-20th century was Anglo-Celtic, although distinctive Australian features had been evolving from the environment and indigenous culture. Over the past 15 years, Australian culture has been strongly influenced by American popular culture, particularly television and cinema, large-scale immigration from non-English-speaking countries, and Australia's Asian neighbours. Australia has a long history of visual arts, starting with the cave and bark paintings of its indigenous peoples. From the time of European settlement, a common theme in Australian art has been the Australian landscape, seen in the works of Arthur Streeton, Arthur Boyd, and Albert Namatjira, among others. The traditions of Indigenous Australians are largely transmitted orally and are closely tied to ceremony and the telling of the stories of the Dreamtime. Australian Aboriginal music, dance, and art have a palpable influence on contemporary Australian visual and performing arts. Australia has an active tradition of music, ballet, and theatre. Many of its performing arts companies receive public funding through the federal government's Australia Council. There is a symphony orchestra in each capital city and a national opera company, Opera Australia, first made prominent by the renowned diva Dame Joan Sutherland. Australian music includes classical, jazz, and many popular music genres. Australian literature has also been influenced by the landscape. The works of writers such as Banjo Paterson and Henry Lawson captured the experience of the Australian bush. The character of colonial Australia, as embodied in early literature, resonates with modern Australia and its perceived emphasis on egalitarianism, mateship, and anti-authoritarianism. In 1973, Patrick White was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature, the only Australian to have achieved this. He is recognised as one of the great English language writers of the 20th century. Australian English is a major variety of the language. Its grammar and spelling are largely based on those of British English, overlaid with a rich vernacular of unique lexical items and phrases, some of which have found their way into standard English. Australia has two public broadcasters, the ABC and SBS, three commercial television networks, three pay TV services, and numerous public, non-profit television and radio stations. Australia's film industry has achieved critical and commercial successes. Each major city has daily newspapers, and there are two national daily newspapers, The Australian and The Australian Financial Review. According to Reporters Without Borders in 2005, Australia is in 31st position on a list of countries ranked by press freedom, behind New Zealand 9th and the United Kingdom 28th, but ahead of the United States. This ranking is primarily due to the limited diversity of commercial media ownership in Australia. Most Australian print media in particular is under the control of either News Corporation or John Fairfax Holdings. Sport is an important part of Australian culture, assisted by a climate that favours outdoor activities. 23.5% of Australians over the age of 15 regularly participate in organised sporting activities, reference 13. At an international level, Australia has particularly strong teams in cricket, field hockey, netball, rugby league, rugby union, and perform as well in cycling and swimming. Australia has participated in every Summer Olympic Games of the modern era and every Commonwealth Games. Australia has hosted the 1956 and 2000 Summer Olympics and is ranked among the top 5 medal takers since 2000. It has also hosted the 1938, 1962 and 1982 Commonwealth Games and will host the 2006 Commonwealth Games in Melbourne. Australian rules football is one of the most popular national sports, albeit one that is only played in Australia. Players gain some international prominence through International Rules, which is an annual meeting between the Australian Code and Irish Gaelic football. The Australian Open is one of the premier four tennis tournaments played in the world each year. Corporate and government sponsorship of many sports and elite athletes is common in Australia. Televised sport is popular. Some of the highest rating television programs include the Summer Olympic Games and the grand finals of local and international football competitions, reference 22. See also list of Australia related topics. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.